Sean Dunston joins us, and Sean Dunston was the number one pick in the country from Brooklyn, New York, a place where I grew up as a kid as well. And I love being around Sean Dunston. It's a great story. The number one pick, someone's going to get that accolade tomorrow. The Giants get the number two pick. But Sean Dunston joins us, and I love your stories, Sean. Tell us the story.
How you doing, Marty? Yes, I remember being drafted in 82 as the number one pick. I really didn't know what it really was. I just wanted to just play baseball. That's all I wanted to do.
All right, so tell us about how it all comes about. How do you find out about it and all that? Some people, I remember Billy Hayes said when he heard he got drafted, he thought the Army came after him.
Well, they started calling my house like the last 2 weeks before the draft, and they kept calling me and calling me. Do you like baseball? Do you really want to play baseball? And do you want to go to college? I said, yes, I do. I want to go to college. I want to play baseball. I never really got no offers from college because my coach never told me. But they just told me just that you're going to be drafted high, and I didn't really know what the draft was. So I just played baseball. So I was kind of pissed I ain't getting no college scholarships. And then my coach told me afterwards, they all called, but I just wanted you to just focus on baseball.
Huh. Well, you're the number one pick in the country of the Chicago Cubs. I mean, does that sink in right away?
No, it never sunk in. It didn't sunk in until when I got into the minor leagues and everybody looking at me like I'm crazy. And can he play? Can he not play? I make an error. Then other guys on other team go, this is the number one pick. And then I make a play in the hole, not the middle, and then no one say nothing. And they go, oh, we see why. But I had to learn and just go play. And it was nice when I was playing against other teams where the coaches just told me, just go out there and play and just give it your all because you play the game right.
Sean Dunston with us, a number one pick in the country. Seriously, it's amazing. I think it's quite an accomplishment. Had you been away from home before? I mean, and now you're going away from home?
No, I've never been out of Brooklyn, New York. And I went to Sarasota, Florida. And I remember going down the street in a cab, and I see these cows on the side of the street. And I'm like, wow, I never saw a cow before. I'm like, where am I? Then I get into the dormitories. It was the Cubs and Royals. And I remember guys used to say, man, let's go wrestle alligators and let's go cow tipping. And I'm like, really? I go, we don't do this back in Brooklyn. So it was an eye-opener, but I really did enjoy myself.
Well, growing up in Brooklyn, as I did, and you had the parade grounds and different places to play. I mean, we played in the schoolyard. It's a lot of cement in Brooklyn.
Yes, a lot of cement. I just wanted to play baseball. It was like AstroTurf, and I always wanted to play on AstroTurf. Then after I played on there for a couple of years, I said, I really don't want to play on AstroTurf. It takes a toll on your body, but I loved it. That's all I knew is the concrete, bad fields. I just wanted to play baseball. I didn't know all teams in the minor leagues, you start having better fields. All I seen was just a baseball field, and I just wanted to play.
Boy, isn't that funny? Boy, it's interesting. The number one pick today has been talked to a billion times. You know, it's so different. Did you play stickball in the streets?
I played stickball every day with the squid, the strike zone. I had a sponge ball, I had a sporting ball, and I had a stickball bat. It was like a broom bat, and you put tape on it. Yeah, I did all that stuff, and I played it, and I enjoyed it.
Well, I probably would have played you. I was a little older, but I probably could strike you out.
Yeah, you probably would. You probably would. You throw fast when I'm going to get it, but when they start throwing them cutters, I had a problem and stuff like that.
So what did you do with all the dough?
I gave it to my parents. I remember my first check. I remember I signed for like $150,000. I gave the money to my parents, and we had to pay all the taxes. And we looked at, wow, look at these taxes. But I gave the right to give it to you in two bonuses. I wanted to give you half of it, then another half. I gave it to my parents, and I just played baseball.
Boy, it's nice to have you on. You are a special guy in the game. I've always told you that. You know, you have the feel for the game, the history of the game, and you got the heart for baseball. So I like talking to you.
Thank you, Marty. I just wanted to be a baseball player. It wasn't about the money. And then when I played, I got the money, and my parents got it. They were so happy and thrilled. And then I brought them a condo and stuff, a house. But I was getting the money. I was playing baseball. I was like, I mean, what am I going to do with all the money? I'm playing baseball. I don't need it. Man, all I want is hits. You know, I just want to make the plays. But, man, they was very happy. And still to this day, I take care of my parents.
Well, Sean, great to have you on. Great to have you on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.